Zao Sheng Hao.
Good morning.
Melissa is going to read this morning's scripture.
今天我们主日的讲台经文是在马太福音25:31-46。马太福音25:31-46。马太福音25:31-46。当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；我渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或者赤身露体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。王又向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他使者所预备的水火里去，永火里去。因为我饿了你们不给我吃，渴了你们不给我喝，我做客旅你们不留住我，我赤身露体你们不给我穿，我病了我在监里你们不来看顾我。他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里不伺候你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，你这些你们既不住坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
Social concern is a very hot topic in the world today.
社会关怀这个主题在现代这个社会上是一个很热门的主题。
Governments, communities, and churches are all trying to practice social concern.
政府还有民间机构、教会都很想要试着去做社会关怀。
Even CBCGB has a vibrant social concern ministry.
甚至就在我们本教会也有非常我们很热心的在做社会关怀。
But how do we as human beings practice real social concern?
但是我们要怎么样真的去付诸实行这个社会关怀呢？
Oftentimes, sin prevents real social concern from happening.
常常罪恶是阻挡我们去实行真的社会关怀的。
Bureaucracy, too many rules and regulations.
第一个是官僚体系，有的时候会阻挡我们做社会关怀的工作。
Our selfishness, my way or the highway.
第二个是我们很自私的一些想法，不照我的做方法做就不对。
Greed, corruption, human error.
第三、第四、第五点就是贪婪、人性的腐败，还有就是我们很人为的疏失。
Our own personal experience and preferences get in the way from real social concern from taking place.
我们往往个人的经验或是我们自己的偏爱会使我们阻挡我们去做真正的社会关怀工作。
I believe that in the parable of the sheep and the goats, Jesus is teaching us how to practice real social concern.
我相信耶稣在这个地方用绵羊跟山羊的比喻，就是在教导我们要怎么样子去做一个真正的社会关怀工作。
The parable of the sheep and the goats is found at the end of Matthew 25.
这个比喻绵羊与山羊的故事，刚好是在马太福音25的最后。
This is the end of Jesus' famous eschatological discourse.
这个故事其实正是耶稣他正在讲这个末世相关的一些事情的最后面。
Eschatology is the study of the end times.
末世的论说就是在讲耶稣他世界末日的一些事情。
In Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus says the most about the end times during his earthly ministry.
在马太福音二十四章跟二十五节当中，耶稣说到最多关于末世的故事。
Matthew 24 verse 3.
马太福音二十四章三节。马太福音二十四章三节，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
Jesus went on to say to the disciples that only the Father knows when He is coming back.
耶稣他接下来就说，其实只有父知道这个末日是什么时候。
But He promised us that His coming back will be unmistakable.
但是他也跟我们发誓说他来的这个末日是一定会发生的，耶稣再来是一定会的。
There will be no doubt when Jesus comes back. We will all know it.
当耶稣再来的时候是很清楚明白，我们不会怀疑的。
But this got me thinking, how does our culture envision the end of times?
所以这段圣经读完就让我想要问这个问题，到底我们现在这个文化是怎么看待末世的呢？
I think many of us, even Christians, do not think about the end times at all.
其实甚至基督徒上我们在座的大家也许不见得常常去思考末日这个事情。
But it's important that we understand as best as possible.
但是对我们来讲要了解末日是很重要的。
Some of us may think that global warming is going to burn up the earth and that is how the end is going to come.
也许我们有些人会觉得这个温室效应，这个世界的地球的暖化最终会把我们的地球就烧毁了，这就是末日。
Some of us think we may discover life on another planet and end up having intergalactic Star Wars, and that's how the end will come.
也许有些人看了《星际大战》这个电影一样，会觉得最后生命会在其他的星球上面彼此会有战争，这就是末日。
Some of us may be so self-centered that all we can think about is our bank accounts, our houses, our stuff.Whatever is ours.
也许有些人在座的让我们只是看在我们非常自我中心，我们只看到我们的房贷，我们的银行的存款，不会去想到末日。
Sadly, some of us may not even be aware that Jesus is coming back.
还有一些人也许很悲哀的根本就不知道耶稣他还会再来。
And then if Jesus is coming back, how should we be waiting for his return?
要是圣经说耶稣他会再来，那我们要怎么等待预备他的再来呢？
In the rest of Matthew 24 and 25, he goes on to show us five ways to correctly wait for his return.
所以在马太福音二十五章总共有五个不同的方法，耶稣教导我们要怎么样子很正确的去等待他的再来。
First, in the day and the hour unknown.
第一段你会看到圣经上是那日那时没有人知道。
Second, in the faithful and evil servant.
第二段他的比喻是在讲一个忠心还有不忠心仆人的故事。
Third, in the parable of the ten virgins.
第三个他透过十童女的比喻再次形容末日。
Fourth, in the parable of the talents.
第四个是在讲才干的那个比喻。
And fifth, in the parable of the sheep and the goats.
最后一个就是刚刚念的绵羊与山羊的比喻。
I will briefly mention the first four ways to correctly wait for the Lord's return.
我会很快地讲过前面的四个方法。
Wait for the Lord Jesus as one who does not wish to be surprised at the coming of the Lord's return.
所以第一个方法就是我们要用一个很预备我们的心，不要毫无预警地看待末日。
In this story, Jesus tells us two men will be working in the field.
在这个比喻里面呢，耶稣说有两个人他会在田里工作。
And when he comes back, one of those men will be taken to be with him forever in heaven.
当那时耶稣再来的时候呢，其中的两个有一个会被提升天。
While the other is going to be left here on earth to deal with the tribulation.
另外一个会留在这个地上要面对末日。
Don't be surprised, Jesus is coming back.
所以我们不应该要感到耶稣再来，不要对耶稣再来不要感到惊讶。
Second, wait for the Lord Jesus as stewards who must be ready to give an account of our service, faithful or otherwise.
所以第二个方法呢，就是要准备预备好，要向耶稣交代我们的账，就像这个忠心不忠心仆人的故事一样。
The Bible tells us one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess.
圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人都要跪下来来赞美神，而且我们要要用口来承认神耶稣就是我们的主。
We are all going to face our Maker, our Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人都要面对耶稣他再来。
Be ready to give him an account.
那我们要预备好他的来临。
Third.
第三点。
Wait as one who knows that Jesus Christ's coming may be long delayed.
第三点是我们要期待说，其也许我们必须要等一段时间。
The five foolish virgins were left out of the shut out of the kingdom of heaven.
这十童女的比喻，有五个童女呢，她们并没有办法进天国。
Don't be shut out of the kingdom of heaven.
不要像这五个童女一样被关在天国的门外。
Fourth,
第四个方法。
Wait for the Lord Jesus as one who increases the master's assets.
第四个方法就要用什么方式等待，就好像我们要累积在天国的产业的方法来等待。
Use your time, your money, and your talent to extend God's kingdom from heaven to earth.
我们应该要好好的应用我们的时间、才干还有金钱，来为神的国度积财产业。
So these four ways to wait for Jesus' return.
所以就这上面这四点，四个方法来预备神的耶稣的再来。
Wait as one who does not wish to be surprised at the coming of the Lord's return.
要预备心，准备耶稣的再来。
Wait as stewards who must be ready to give an account to our Lord.
第二个方法是要做好神的管家，对他有所交代。
And wait as one knowing that Jesus Christ's coming may be long delayed.
第三个就等待是要有耐心的等待，因为这个时间的长短我们不知道。
And wait as one who is increasing the master's assets.
最后第四点是要等待做神他忠心的仆人。
This leads us to the parable of the sheep and the goats.
这四点说完，就让我们直接进入第五点，就是在讲到绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
I think most of you have probably heard about Deflategate.
不知道大部分的人大概有听说过这个足球的丑闻，是在波士顿这个区域的足球丑闻。
On the screen in front of you, that's a picture of Roger Goodell.
这个照片上呢，他这个人的名字叫 Roger Goodell.
He is the commissioner of the National Football League.
他是美国这个国家足球队的这个社团的负责人。
At the beginning of this season, he suspended the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady for 4 games.
所以呢，在 beginning of
this season.
在这一季的足球赛呢，他决定要把 Tom Brady 就是新英格兰这个足球队的这个其中的一个足球最主要的球员，他暂时停止他打踢足球。
He suspended Tom Brady because he allegedly knew about some air being taken out of a football before a game.
他禁止他参赛主要的原因是因为他们怀疑他在其中的一个比赛当中把足球的其中的那个气泄了一些，让那个球比较好握。
At the same time, this story was popular.
这个故事很流行在的同时呢。
A video came out of another NFL player punching his wife in an elevator.
同时的还有另外一个也是美式足球的球员的新闻，这个新闻就是有一个有一个网络上流传的一个录影带，就是这个球员他刚好用手去打他的太太，有家暴的行为。
And he ended up knocking her out cold.
而且当他这个家暴发生的时候呢，这个足球队员他把他太太直接就打昏了。
And Roger Goodell suspended him for 2 games.
但是这个负责人针对这个家暴事情，他只有让这个足球停赛2场球赛，但是。 那个泄气的那个停赛了四场。
The point I'm trying to make is that when we give human beings too much power, it can be very dangerous.
我要说的重点，利用这个故事的重点是说，当我们给一个人太多权柄做决定的时候，也许会做出一些错误的决定。
By the way, I see one brother and one sister with the Patriots shirts on. They won last night.
我在台下看到有一个弟兄、一个姐妹穿新英格兰足球队的队衣。那他们昨天晚上赢
了。
Okay, 所以我们现在来读马太福音25章31到33节。31到33节，当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候。要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Roger Goodell was the judge, the jury, and the executioner in the Tom Brady Deflategate case.
所以就刚刚那个足球的丑闻案例来讲， Roger Goodell 他就是这个这个丑闻的法官、陪审团跟执行者，他做了很大的一个决定。
But there really is only one true judge, jury, and executioner.
但是在这个世界上，其实只有那么一个法官、陪审团跟执行者。
Jesus Christ is coming back.
耶稣基督他还要再来。
He will sit on his throne in glory.
他会光荣地坐在他的宝座上。
And he will separate the sheep from the goats.
他将要把绵羊跟山羊分别。
The sheep will go to spend forever with him in heaven.
绵羊就要被安置在右边，跟他一起过永生。
And the goats will go to spend forever separated from God.
而这些山羊呢，他们将永恒的与耶稣分别。
Don't be a goat.
不要做那个故事里面的山羊。
Believe and trust in Jesus Christ.
我们应当要相信、信靠耶稣基督。
This leads us to the fifth way we are to wait for Jesus' return.
所以从这个比喻，我们可以来讲到等待耶稣的第五个方法。
We are to wait for the Lord's coming as peoples whose lives are so transformed by the gospel that they unselfconsciously.Serve other people for Christ.
所以我们要怎么等待呢？我们要用那个好像我们生命已经被圣灵完全的改变翻转以后，我们要以无私无我的心来服侍人，以这样子的心态来等待耶稣。
People whose lives are so transformed by the gospel that they unselfconsciously, without thinking, serve other people for Christ.
我们的生命要怎么样子的来转变，要圣灵要翻转我们到一个地步，是当我们在服侍别人的时候，我们根本就不去思考的，非常自然的去服侍别人。
If we were all so transformed by the gospel,
要是耶稣的福音能够如此彻底的来转变我们的话，
and unselfconsciously served other people for Christ,
而且我们就是这么自然的流露，完全没有不假思索的去服侍别人的话，
We would not need a social concern ministry.
我们教会其实不见得就需要一个社会关怀的事工了。
When I was hungry, I gave you something to eat.
我饿了，你们给我吃。
When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
渴了，你们给我喝。
When I was naked, you gave me clothes.
我做客旅，你们留住我。我赤身露体，你们给我穿。
When I was sick, you nursed me.
当我病的时候，你们照顾我。
When I was in prison, you came to visit me.
当我在监狱的时候，你们来探望我。
This is what Jesus said to the people who were sheep.
这是耶稣对那些他所谓的绵羊所说的话。
Let me tell you first what this passage doesn't mean.
我先告诉你这句话它所不代表的意思是什么。
It does not mean that if you are kind and generous towards the poor and sick,
它并不是在说要是你很 很有爱心的去照顾穷人还有病痛苦的人。
Then you will enter the kingdom of heaven.
这样子你就可以进神的国。
Of course, God wants us to be kind and generous to the poor and the sick.
神当然是希望我们能够用爱心去对待穷苦以及病痛的人。
But that does not ensure eternal life with God.
但是这样做并不能够确保我们进天国。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ ensures eternity with Him forever in heaven.
只有耶稣他的福音才能够确保我们进入那永生的永恒的国度。
Romans 3:23.
罗马福音三章二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马福音三章二十三节，万人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We're all in need of God's saving grace.
我们都缺乏了，我们都需要神他的救恩。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
God loves the whole world, every one of us.
神是爱世界所有的人。
That's why He sent Jesus Christ to earth.
所以他把他的独生子赐给我们。
We need to believe and proclaim faith alone in Christ.
我们要信靠这个耶稣基督，要单纯的用信心来接受神。
Acts 4:12.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Salvation is found in no one else.
救恩就是在没有在别的地方找到。
For there is no other name under heaven.
因为在世界，在这天上地下没有别的名。
Given to man by which we must be saved.
所以只有靠着耶稣的名，我们才能够得救。
But the name of Jesus Christ.
只有靠耶稣基督的名。
Believe in Jesus.
所以我们要相信耶稣。
Trust in Jesus.
要信靠他的名。
When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat.
当我饿了，你给我吃。
When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
当我渴了，你给我喝。
When I was naked, you gave me clothes.
当我赤身露体的时候，你给我穿。
When I was sick, you nursed me.
当我病了，你照顾我。
When I was in prison, you came to visit me.
当我在监狱的时候，你们来探望我。
What is Jesus teaching us here?
所以这一段经文，耶稣到底在教导我们什么呢？
This is how we are to treat our brothers and sisters in Christ.
这正是我们应当要用这样同样的方式来照顾我们的弟兄姐妹。
And it's a reminder of the golden rule.
而且正是提醒我们，就是要以待人如己的方式来照顾彼此。
We are to treat others the same way we wish to be treated ourselves.
我们对待别人就像我们希望别人怎么对待我们一样。
This is real social concern.
这才是真正的社会关怀工作。
If we all treated each other the way we want to be treated ourselves,
我们若是真的实行待人如己的话，
the world would be a very different place.
这世界就很不一样了。
I'm going to share with you my own sheep and goats.Testimony.
我想要跟你们分享我自己的这个绵羊与山羊的见证。
Let me set the stage.
所以我想先给你们一点背景故事。
25 years ago.
25年前。
July 31st, 1991.
7月31号是1991年。
God rescued me from a life of rebellion towards Him.
神将我从一个叛逆的一个悖逆的生活救出来。
There has been many struggles along the way.
在这一路上其实有许多的挣扎。
Let me give you some further background.
我再给你更多的一些背景的资料。
This is a picture of my brother and sister and myself, 1969. It was taken in 1969.
这照片是1969年照的，这照片里面有我的哥哥，还有妹妹跟我自己。
The one with his hands on his head is my brother Mark.
这个左边的是我哥哥 Mark.
Many of you are praying for him right now. Thank you.
许多在座的你们也许正在为他祷告，谢谢。
The one in the middle is my sister Valerie.
的中间是我的妹妹 Valerie.
And the one who appears to be praying is myself when I was 6 or 7 years old.
所以在这照片呢，剩下来呢，看起来好像在祷告的那个就是我，我那时候大概六七岁。
I want to share with you a Kodak moment from that time in my life.
我想要跟你们分享的是一个暂时一个好像非常家庭美满的一个景象。
Some of you may remember the commercial that Kodak used to have. Like just, it's a picture of this time in my life that's ingrained on my brain.
也许你们还记得柯达这个有一个广告，但那个广告其实有一幕到现在还对我印象很深刻。
For you younger folks, an Instagram moment.
对，在座一些比较年轻的，也许是 Instagram 的某一个景象。
One night we were sitting at the dinner table.
有一天晚上，我们正在餐桌上。
My brother, sister, and I, and my mother.
我跟我兄妹还有妈妈。
There was an empty chair at the table.
围着餐桌，但是有一个椅子是空的。
With a plate of food in front of it.
这空的位置上前面摆了饭食
which was for my father
是为了我父亲预备的
the question wasn't was he out drinking
当时的问题并不是他是不是在外面喝酒
the question was what type of drunk would he be when he got home
当时每一个人都在问的问题而是他回家到底是醉的什么样子
after dinner we all went our separate ways
晚餐吃完以后，我们各自做自己的事。
My brother and sister went to their bedrooms.
我兄妹就到他们的房间去。
I went to the living room, which was right next to the kitchen, to watch TV.
我呢就到电视间去看电视。
My mother stayed in the kitchen to do the dishes.
我母亲留在厨房洗碗。
After 10 minutes or so, my father came home.
过了十分钟左右，我父亲回来了。
And yelling and arguing began between my mother and father.
这时我父母亲就开始争执，大吼大叫。
Then I heard the plate of food smash up against the wall.
接下来我就听到那一盘的饭食为父亲准备的就朝着墙壁上摔。
And I became curious.
所以我就很好奇的。
And I cracked the door open to see.
从电视间把门打开看。
And I saw the back of my father holding up a large knife in the direction of my mother.
我正看到我父亲的背影，他手上拿着一把刀子，正朝着我母亲。
And then he buried it into the table.
但是这个刀子呢，就直接往餐桌上面打下去。
What does a 6 or 7 year old boy do when they see their father do something like that?
当一个六七岁大的男孩子看到他父亲这样拿着刀要刺向他母亲的时候，你觉得他该怎么办呢
？I was scared.
我非常非常的惧怕。
I was confused.
我很困惑。
And I didn't know Jesus.
当时我不认识基督，耶稣。
Let's fast forward to 1999.
我们现在快转时光到1999年。
At this point, I was 2 years married.
在这一年，我已经结婚了两年。
But as an adult child of an alcoholic,
但是呢，身为一个酗酒的一个成年的孩子
，having a career and holding down a job was very difficult.
当时我已经成人了，但是对我来讲，要能够有个固定的工作非常的难。
I had no direction.
我并没有方向。
And I went from job to job for many years.
所以很多年我就从一个工作换到另外一个工作。
And now that I was married, it became even more painful, this not having a career.
所以在99年我结婚了，对我来讲没有工作更是痛苦的一件事情。
In 1999, I was working at Cambridge City Hospital as a counselor.
所以在99年我在一个医在剑桥附近一个医院当一个辅导员。
And Angie and I discovered that we were pregnant.
我跟师母呢就发现我们怀孕了。
So I looked for a job within the Cambridge hospital system to making more money.
所以我就在这个医院的系统里面想找找看有没有能够赚更多钱的方法。
And I ended up getting a job in the psych emergency department.
所以最后我在这个精神院这个精神科找到一个工作。
I was the only Christian amongst all my coworkers.
在那个工作环境，我是唯一的基督徒。
And my coworkers made my life miserable.
我的同事呢，给我一个让我工作环，给我一个很难、很痛苦的一个工作环境。
Some mornings I was in tears driving to work, not wanting to go in there.
痛苦到一个地步，我甚至早上开车去工作的时候，我都泪流满面，因为我不想去上班。
One particularly bad morning, I took an early lunch.
有一个特别糟糕的一个早上，我就提早吃完午餐。
And as I was walking to Inman Square,
我就朝着 Inman 广场去。
I happened to notice a homeless man sitting there, passed out on a park bench.
我在这个广场，我刚好看到一个已经酗酒昏过去的一个无家可归的老人。
But I kept going and went into Inman Square and had my lunch.
我经过他，我就继续走，我就还是继续把午餐吃完了。
Excuse me. I ended up having a Coke and a slice of pizza.
我的午餐是一杯可乐，还有一片披萨。
And I was dreading having to go back into that psych emergency room.
我当时其实很不想要再回到这个精神的急诊工作的环境里面。
As I was slowly making my way back,
所以我就拖着我的脚慢慢的回去。
I noticed the homeless man still passed out on that bench.
我回程我继续看到这个昏过去的一个无家可归的老人还是坐在椅子上。
And something incredible happened.
在那个时候有一个很奇妙的一件事情发生了。
The Holy Spirit inspired me to go across the street.
圣灵感动我要我走过街。
To Rosie's Bakery.
去一个面食房卖面包的。
I bought him a toasted bagel with cream cheese and a cup of coffee with cream and sugar.
圣灵感动我要去这个这个面包房去买一个 bagel， 然后还有一杯热咖啡。
And I walked up to him and I tapped him on the shoulder and gave it to him.
我带着这个面包跟咖啡走上这个无家可归的老人面前，我拍了他的肩膀，然后给他这个食物。
He looked up at me and he asked me, "What did you do that for?"
他抬头看着说，你为什么要给我这些？
And I said, "I just wanted to. God bless you."
我就跟他说，我就是有一种感动要这样子做，愿神祝福你。
What he said next to me changed my life.
接下来他说了一句话。改变了我的一生。
Most people think he said, "God bless you back."
很多人也许想说，他的回应也许就是，哦，愿神祝福你。
Or thank you.
或是就说谢谢。
Or no one has ever done anything like this for me before.
或是他也许会说，哇，没有，从来没有人这样子对我这么做过。
He said, "I love you."
但他说我爱你。
I love you.
他说我爱你。
My life has not been the same since.
自从那个时候以后，我的生命就改变了。
Two things happened after that.
有两件事情发生。
The first thing is all the stress. It was like a weight being removed from my shoulder.
第一是自从那之后，我好像一直在我肩膀上一个很沉重的一个压力突然就离开了。
And within 2 weeks.
在两个礼拜之内。
Of that.Experience with the homeless man.
就是与这个无家可归的老人有这样子的一个经历，两周之后之内。
I gave my notice from the and quit my job at the psych emergency department.
我就递上辞呈。
Our daughter Abigail was born.
我的女儿 Abigail 出生。
And I applied to seminary.
而我就决定要申请去神学院读书。
Matthew 25 verse 40.
马太福音25章40节。 王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
I love this verse from the book, the version of the Bible, The Message.
我喜欢另外一个版本，这一句的另外一个版本。
Whenever you did one of these things for, to someone overlooked and ignored,
其中他的翻译是说，你当做那最小的，他翻译成是被忽略的。
You did it to me.
你是坐在我身上。
That homeless man was Jesus Christ to me.
对我来讲，我这个无家可归的老人就是耶稣基督。
And to a much lesser extent, I was Christ to him.
也许并没有那么的夸大，但是也许我对他来讲也是耶稣基督的显现。
So when Jesus says, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat.
所以当耶稣说我饿了，你给我吃。
When I am thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
我渴了，你给我喝。
This is what Jesus is teaching us about real social concern.
这就是耶稣他所要教导我们的社会关怀。
Well, let me share with you a few lessons from that experience.
所以自从那样子的一个经历之后，我想要跟你们分享一些神耶稣对我的教导。
First of all, the importance of the Holy Spirit.
第一个是要能够了解圣灵它的重要性。
I try to invite the Holy Spirit to be part of my day the moment my feet hit the floor every day.
我每一天早上在我下床之前，我就邀请圣灵能够进入我这一整天的生活当中。
We, even as Christians, completely underutilize the power of the Holy Spirit available to us.
我们作为基督徒，往往都忽略了圣灵它的大能。
And then, naturally serving others for Christ versus pre-planning everything out.
所以第二个我学到的功课就是，我们应该要真情的流露出这个关怀别人的这样子的一个爱心，而不是每一件关怀事工都是要预定计划的。
That wasn't me who came up with the idea to buy that simple bagel and cup of coffee.
为那个老人买 bagel 跟咖啡，并不是我计划好要做的事情。
That was the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵他在我身上动工。
And it happened naturally.
那很自然的就发生了。
The third lesson.
第三个功课。
We are way too busy.
我们活在一个太过于忙碌的社会里。
CBCGB is way too busy.
这个教会过于忙碌。
I think it's sad because.I believe every one of us has walked by Jesus Christ at least at one point in our life.
我觉得其实蛮悲哀的，也许我们每一个人至少在生命里面至少有一次我们经过了耶稣基督，服侍耶稣的机会。
Many of us need to start in our own homes practicing real social concern.
我们当中也许应该要从我们自己的家庭当中开始这个社会关怀的工作。
With your wife or your husband.
是对着你的太太或是丈夫。
With your children.
对你的孩子。
Maybe with your coworkers.
也许是你的同事。
Maybe some of us sitting here today need to practice real social concern with another sitting here today.
甚至坐在这边的弟兄姐妹要彼此的关心。
Invite the Holy Spirit daily into your life.
我们应当邀请圣灵进入我们每一天的生活。
Let the Holy Spirit naturally lead you throughout the day.
让圣灵他自然的来带领你一整天的行程。
The third one is difficult.
这第三个功课很不容易。
Somehow we need to simplify our lives.
我们要想方法把我们的生活简单化。
So what is real social concern?
所以到底所谓真正的社会关怀是什么呢？
How can we practice real social concern?
我们要怎么样才能够付诸实行？
First, we must be fully transformed by the gospel.
第一，耶稣基督的福音应该要彻底的转变我们的生命。
so that we naturally love other people empowered by the Holy Spirit.
这样耶稣他的生命圣灵才能够帮助我们很自然的由心发出这样子的关爱。
And loving people should come even before programs.
我们爱人应该要比爱这些事工本身还要多。
I'm not saying we don't need programs.
我并不是在说我们不需要教会的不同的事工。
But people should come first.
但是我们关怀的个体个人应该要是第一考量。
Loving people should come first.
爱人第一。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣会再来。
How are you waiting?
所以你们是怎么等待呢？
Don't be surprised. Be prepared.
要有万全的准备。
Have you truly been transformed by the gospel?
你是否真的彻底的被福音而转变你的生命？
What if Jesus Christ were coming back tomorrow? How differently would you live your life?
要是你知道耶稣他明天就会再回来，你要怎么改变你的生活呢？
Are you using your time, treasure, and talents to increase the master's assets?
你是否有在用你的时间、金钱与你的才干来增加神国的产业呢？
Live your life unselfconsciously for God.
要为神而活出那自然流露，没有自私，不是自我的中心的生活。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you for this time in your house this morning.
谢谢你让我们今天早上在你的家中。
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ.
谢谢你赐你的儿子耶稣基督。
Thank you for this lesson we learned this morning.
谢谢你给我们今天这样子的教导。
Help us to live our lives for you, Lord.
也求你能教导我们知道怎么样子活生活。
Inspired by your Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命是透过圣灵的教导。
So that we unselfconsciously
好叫我们能够
serve others for you, Lord.
很自然的真情流露的来服侍别人。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意是行在地上。
In heaven and on earth.
如同行在天上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.